these dudes won't say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. Right. And Lewis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. Woo. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattlesnake is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Woo. Aw, shit. That's right. It's actually really the first show of the year. I know Monday was the first show of the year, but we pre-taped that one.
We fibbed.
Yeah, so this was, I mean, this is our actual first show of the year, Zachy.
Yes, it is, buddy.
Zach Attack. Brack, brack, brack.
Good times.
What's up, son?
How you doing?
What's up, son? We got a good show planned today, man. Look, what a show. Shannon, today, what are we competing against today in history?
Damn it. Every time I forget is when you ask me.
You are dumb.
You know what? While I'm looking that up, do you want to pick a name?
Sure. Okay, well, look, here's the thing. I do that during the plug, Shannon. You're the producer of the show. You know all of this. What am I supposed to do here? Let's intro the guests. Ian Finance is here.
Hello.
What's up, kid?
What's up, brother?
Ian, I don't like you without glasses. If you're going to have that hair and mustache, you need the glasses.
I know. I'm aware of what I am and what I am.
Put
not,
it together, Mr. Potato Head. There we go.
He's a hot man, but I don't like traditionally it. Handsome.
When's the last time you shaved your face?
My face? Or well, the mustache?
You know what the fuck I mean.
Oh, the mustache?
Yeah.
Over the summer. I had to do a little commercial gig, and I charged him a little mustache fee.
Yeah, okay. What was the commercial?
I was for some fucking stupid web thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It was for Not Faggot, so you had to shave.
Okay. What?
Wow.
Great show plan. Also in studio, first time on the Real Ass Podcast, Derek Gaines joins the show.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, kid?
It's good to see you.
Hey, Derek.
How are you, Ian?
We normally don't do brown people on the show too often.
Why?
It's really Luis J. Gomez and his white friends.
Oh,
it's kind of a theme in my life, and I feel like art imitates life.
I guess I'm honored, I guess.
Yeah, dude. It's a big deal.
Thanks for bringing
on. Yeah.
You had Monroe on like last week.
What was, what did that
say? Oh, that's my brother. It
says no sound, doggy.
No sound, doggy. There's no sound, Shannon? Is there no fucking sound, Shannon?
Hold on. Gotta get some sound.
It better be fucking sound on the show, Shannon.
Gotta be sound.
And if Ian interrupted the show for no sound, either way, I'm furious because the flow of my intro is already thrown the fuck off. No matter what way you want to slice this. Is there sound, doggy?
No, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Are we
going
to have to restart the show?
Yeah, we're restarting the whole show. The whole show. If there's no sound.
Oh, shit. See, aren't you glad Ian saved the day?
Yeah,
Ian,
we could have done this for a long time. We don't have to talk into these microphones,
yeah, exactly.
By the way.
Ian saved the day.
You're welcome.
Ian saved the day.
You're
welcome.
Well,
no, we should still talk on the microphones because I think we're recording locally, right? Shannon, is that what's happening?
Shannon.
Are we recording locally at least?
Yeah, but sound's being picked up.
Sound's being picked up, but we're not getting any sound on the website.
Ooh. Yeah.
Now you're good? What was it? It was muted. It was a mute button.
That'll do it.
There you
that'll
go.
Do it every time.
Easy make shit.
When you mute the show, people can't
button.
Hear it.
Mute, huh? Mute, yeah.
I want the intro of the show to go out like that. Shannon, do we record locally?
Yes.
Okay, here's the funny part. I don't even want people to hear what we recorded. I want the show to always go out the way that the live people perceived it, which is just the intro and then us just complete silence. Complete silence for 3 minutes and 56 seconds.
Dude, when I used to fix printers.
That'll make somebody change the channel.
When I used to fix printers, I used to go to these offices and all these people would be like, you have to fix the printer. We don't know what's wrong. Oh, my God. We need to send out our mail. And I'd go and I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's not turned on. So pay me now.
Yeah. Can you fix Shannon?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Hey, Shannon, let's work
need?
It out.
What do you need?
She's still not turned on.
Shannon, I forgive you. It's early.
Thank you.
Derek, you don't even know what you're forgiving, man.
I don't know.
You
she, pressed, she had the mute button pressed. I saw it. And then dude just went like that and it was undone.
Doggy, you're taking her aside. She's not even like she figured it out.
Huh?
She freaked out and then
panicked.
Ran out of the room.
Derek ran out just and brought white back. Skin. He was like, set phasers to fucking.
Hey, I'm Shannon. No,
I'm
Harvey.
Shannon,
he said that shit. I'm not trying to get no allegation from Shannon 15 years later. I don't want no problem.
You are the least of anyone's concerns.
Right.
With Shannon. She's going to take everyone at this company down.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God.
If she wasn't such a fucking bumbling twit.
Oh, my God. God.
She,
what's happening right now?
She would be able to take the company down, but
my
she,
girl, my
here's
girl.
The problem. In the middle of the phone call to the lawyers, she would hit mute. And eventually they would hang up there. They're like, I don't know what the fuck is happening right now. There's no way Shannon completes the fucking paperwork for the fucking sexual allegation scandal.
Wow.
She won't be able to fucking get through to the bloggers. I can do whatever the fuck I want to Shannon because there's no chance she has the fucking brain power to take me down.
Lewis, tell them how you really feel. God damn.
The bloggers would be like, Shannon, you're raping us with this process right now.
What's happening? No, they would hang up on her. They're like, you know what? She deserves what she gets.
God.
She deserves what she gets.
Shannon, we love you.
Shannon, we love you.
I deserve this at the moment.
That was crazy.
Yes, that
Shannon
is
and she's a G. She a Rada. I like that. Shannon's great.
All right, look, dude. We got a great show planned today. Obviously, I'm sorry if you're watching live. We will fix that in post. Shannon, what are we competing? What are we competing against today in history?
Ourselves.
In 1959, Alaska was admitted into the Union.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It ain't shit. Tell me one thing that Alaska has come from Alaska ever that anybody gives a fuck about.
Sarah Palin.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Big white women.
Good. I was going to say Haley Boyle, and you beat me to
big
it.
Big white women.
The Billy Bush, that family, Alaskan Bush people.
Yeah.
None of those the Browns, matters. Billy no, Brown.
This is the point that I'm making, right? So
Inuits?
Beating that.
Dog sledding?
Beating Alaska being a state, it's nothing. The only thing interesting about Alaska at all is that up until I was probably 17 or 18 years old, I thought it was an island that floated in the middle of the sea.
Is the Aurora Borealis in Alaska? That thing where you go sit in the igloo and check it out?
Yeah. With the northern lights.
They got whale watching in Anchorage. I heard there's a comedy club in Anchorage.
I don't really give a fuck about whale watching or Aurora Borealis or fucking northern lights in the sky. I'm not a fucking nerd. If that is something in your life, where you
obviously you're not, because you thought Alaska was a floating island.
Was that based
off the map?
It was based off the map. Yeah,
Pangaea.
Russia
from here.
You would see an American map, and that was just fucking Alaska floating out here. I didn't realize it was attached to a landmass. Had no, I thought it was a big fucking cold island, doggy. I still do. When I first think about
the Iceland of America.
Like, geographically, when I first think about it,
you think it up to the left.
Yeah, and then I go, no, that's attached to Canada.
Yeah.
Craziness. So Alaska does nothing for us, okay?
Right.
And if you're a person that...
Oil.
Your vacation is going to fucking watch northern lights in Alaska.
What did Alaska do to you, man?
Nothing. That's the point. They've done nothing for anybody.
Alaska was the name of the guy that stabbed his father.
What did it do? What did it do? Oh, the stepfather shit. I didn't want to go there.
He was an Eskimo.
My father was stabbed by an Eskimo in Anchorage, nigga. That's what happened.
Those Eskimos lived off of Lewis's father.
They froze him and ate him. He was frozen, so they ate his ass like an alive.
Lewis's dad's blubber kept the whole family of Alaskans warm.
Eat the Spanish blubbery part.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
Spicy blubber.
Even you'll hear about people go on vacations. My friend works for a Norwegian cruise company. Like, not Norwegian cruises. It's like they actually go to, like, Norway. Or it's called Cruise Norway. And they go to, like, Norway. And they go to, like, Alaska. And they go to, like, fucking Antarctica. And they do these, like, Arctic cruises where they fucking whale watch. And motherfucker, if I'm going on a cruise... I'm going to the Caribbean. I'm not going into the fucking cold. Why would anybody want to be on a cruise ship in the cold, icy ocean?
It's something different because they have those ice bars. They got the shit where everything's frozen and you sit in there with a coat and you get the bad Russian bitches. They be in there having fun.
It's different. You want to know why it's different? Because it sucks. It's something that people don't want to do. Oh, that's different. Oh, that's not normal. That's not what you don't see that every day. Yeah,
it's
you want to know why
norm.
You don't see it every day? Because it fucking blows. You want to see what you see every day? You see a Starbucks every day.
Aren't you trying to sell TV shows that are supposed to be different?
You see a Best Buy every day.
You're acting like the complete public.
I'm looking for generic horseshit. That's what I'm trying to do.
I would say those cruises are more
there's
family
no
thing.
Fun.
Yeah.
I mean, there's bears.
Would you want to take James
really like
to the Caribbean?
Bachelors going out to the Alaskan cruises
to try to get
Eskimo pussy.
You do see children on those
like
cruises.
You fly hookers in.
Ooh. I bet Alaskan hookers are gross.
Yeah. Can you actually, Shannon, will you pull up Craigslist for Alaska and look up Casual Encounters? Let's see what they got out
yo,
there.
Yo, the Craigslist Casual Encounters in Delaware? Woof.
Yeah, not good.
I mean, they're the trans people, women aren't even real. They're fucking cross-dressers.
The people in Delaware are woof.
Delaware's all right.
They're not the real thing.
Oh, dude, me and my mom shot pool.
I hate being fooled.
There's no dicks on them.
Yeah. Me and my mom shot pool at this bar I used to drink at, and there was almost a fight with these guys over, like, calling an eight ball or some shit. It was like, oh, fucking Delaware, dude.
Yeah, dude, that's just one of those, like, shitty. There's only, like, four states that matter, you know?
Yeah. What are they?
New York, California.
Georgia. Well, Atlanta.
What?
Oh, fuck. Reading, PA, no panties at the strip club. They take everything off.
No, that's everywhere.
No, some strip clubs can only show their titties.
No, ready. They go.
Here's the thing. Listen, it's county by county.
That's how show and tell is.
Check this out, doggy. It's county by county for strip club laws.
Yeah, you're right.
And in New York, there's
don't know anything about Alaska, but I know everything about strip clubs.
You're aficionado this. Let me hear.
You just rattled off Alaska strip club facts.
Motherfucker didn't say state. County to county.
You go to a strip club in New York, if it's non-alcoholic, they take their panties off and you get to see puss.
Hell yeah.
Okay? If there's alcohol served, they can only be topless, which is very funny to me. Like, the concept is like, oh, well, if you guys are drunk, You're gonna start fingering these pussies. Like, what is the difference? It's like a little like G-string is the difference between me being a drunk rapist. Like, that's the thing that's gonna push me over the line. Don't you feel like we're kind of playing in a dangerous area?
But the draws are the silent contract, though. So it's like, all right,
yeah.
But when you take them off,
I've never.
But people also go into strip clubs.
Pussy and been pleased. It's always been stinky.
Well, the other thing is like when you go into a strip club, even those non-alcoholic strip clubs.
Or you mean BYOB that don't
have
liquor
license? They're
not BYOB.
No, they're not. You're not allowed to drink inside of them. But people show up drunk anyway. So what's the difference?
Mm-hmm. Where's a non-alcoholic strip club?
Any the ones
club
with all the vagina in it.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Show and tell in Philly is BYOB, and that's completely naked. They fucking go wild.
Well, Philly is war.
Did you guys grow up together? How do you know each other?
We know each other through comedy.
Comedy in Philly.
I didn't grow up in Philly. I grew up in Delaware.
I didn't mean grow up. I meant grow up in like the comedy scene.
It was Philly. So you came up. Didn't you come up kind of alty?
You were before me.
Yeah, and then I saw you in New York. I saw you in New York. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys weren't really boys in Philly, but you knew each other casually.
Right. He would come back from New York to Philly, and that's how I got to know him.
Okay, I got it. All right. So then you come.
I was telling all the people in Philly about the promised land, which was New York. And motherfuckers start moving up one by one.
Dude, at the Laugh House one night, I swear it was like Derek Gaines and friends or whatever. And fucking,
I used to have Derek Gaines friends at the Laugh House.
Yeah, yeah. And fucking, I did a spot. I got a spot on it because the DJ hooked me up, and I was like real happy with how things went. Like,
wow, hacky.
No, yeah, real hacky. But then, dude, I swear to God, fucking Matt Richards, Andrew Schultz,
Monroe,
and you went up, and it was like such another level of funny and like crowd reaction that I was like, oh my God. And I was like, who is that guy? And they're like, I don't know, he's just some guy from New York. And I was like, holy shit, he's just a guy? What the fuck? Huh. You know what I mean? It was just like the talent in New York is just so fucking good.
Yeah.
That they can just go to other cities and it's like, what the fuck?
When did you move to New York, Ian?
I moved. I've been in New York since 2018. I left in 2008 or 9, and I moved back in 2012.
Where'd you leave? Why'd you leave?
Yeah, alcoholism.
Problems, yeah.
Really?
Pull up the hookers in Delaware, Shannon. What do we got here?
Ooh. Wait, what year did you really come here? Because you said you came here in 2018.
2018. That's 2012. What I thought I heard. Okay. That's what I thought I heard.
I came back in 2012. Same room, same apartment I left in 2008.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow.
Oh, this is, look at this. Nuru, new you.
Nuru.
Woman for man, Alaska. Ew.
What do you mean, ew? Oh, that's
she's
ew.
Gross, dude. You think that's
No, she's all right. I like them, like, all trashed up.
I mean, she's okay for, like, an Alaskan hooker. Let's see what else we got.
Dude, we Anchorage. Would clean up in Alaska.
Let's see.
No, we wouldn't, because there's no chicks there.
Oh. Yeah, it's like 10 dudes for every chick.
It's really? Gross.
I'm a New York like 6 or 7. I'm Alaska 20.
Are you fucking crazy? You think you're a New York 6 or 7?
Yeah, I'm unique.
Ian, you're an unattractive man.
What? That's unequivocally not true. Shannon, go to the
New York 6'7"?
That's what I think.
Oh, that's tight.
Oh God,
it looks dirty, but it's tight.
Let me take care of your needs. And
what
wants.
Is it though? I have a question. No. Why would somebody, if they don't have a
it
nice
looks
phone,
hard?
Why?
Yeah, so, it looks like dry rotted.
That is Alaskan pussy. Just cold, pussy. Fucking smells
that
like whale.
Is, oh, no. They're like the bottom of a dumpster, nigga. Like the clay part where you can
dude,
punch.
Dude, go to the men's Craigslist. I bet it is
no,
just fucking
it looks like
truckers.
No.
Doggy, oh, nobody wants up. To go to the fucking men's Craigslist.
It'll be funny.
What's that?
There's nothing funny about trying to fuck dudes.
Ooh, see, that's good.
There's no way that's real, though. You think that chick's real?
Absolutely not. Nah.
Yeah, no, she's not real.
Please.
Yeah, no, she's not living in Alaska.
No.
No, not at all.
Only one way to find out.
So, yeah, look, I don't think that Alaskan hookers are going to be great.
No. Go to the Alaska trans.
Do you think that they're do you think stop? We don't want to see the fucking trans.
I'm not trying to get you guys boners. I'm trying to compare the different things.
But we don't want to look at that. No one here is down with that shit, doggy. No, you. It's you. You're the gay one. You're the one who has sex.
But you try to go, hey, guys, let's look. You be trying to put that on everybody. That's just shit, bro.
Pictures of women. I'm like, isn't she hot? She's trans. You're gay.
And you never got me, though. I was like, that's a dude. That's an obvious dude. I'm not tricked that easy.
I showed you a butthole. It was
but that, like, in the black community, if he says she's hot and it ends up being a dude, he has to kill himself.
Oh, seppuku.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
No, he just has to shoot himself in the leg at a nightclub. The black version of Japanese suicide.
Harry Carey.
Sorry, all those fucking football players.
That really is a thing in, like, in, you know, because did you grow up poor at all, Derek, or you grew up all right?
I grew up all right.
You grew up all right. But even
I grew up cul-de-sac black.
You still grew up, like, you still grew up
middle class,
urban.
Middle class.
You hung out with urban.
But I hung out with all black people, so
Yeah. So there is a real fucking, put your fucking phone away, dude.
And white people, too. I was well-versed in both races, but no, my base was black.
But it is like a
His
thing.
Fucking
when
grandma's
you hear
white.
Ian talk
Half
about,
white.
When you hear Ian talk about banging transgendered people, that in, to like brown people, that is like a much bigger offense, just in general. You know, people are talking about Chappelle. I guess we talk about his special in a little bit. But it's like, you know, he had a very honest take on it.
For sure.
Which it's like, and you kind of want, this is what comedy is supposed to be. It's supposed to be, you have an honest dialogue, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what, for some reason, there seems to be a thing right now in comedy where they go, no, we don't want an honest dialogue. We want you to feel exactly how we feel. And now construct those jokes around that. And that's that. If you can't construct a joke around that.
That, son.
Yeah. But it's like when you're speaking to brown people and poor people and people that that aren't, you know, these things aren't being pushed upon them because they're in private schools and they have these, you know, you know, white parents who they were in therapy their whole life. So they're adjusted and their parents were adjusted. It's like, it's a different world. And to take away the question, I feel like it's actually really more dangerous. So when you hear Ian talk about banging dudes, do you have some sort of like reaction where you're like, that's fucking like, does it bother you? Or are you now at this point kind of desensitized enough where you've been in New York?
You act like it.
No, I'm being real. I don't have a problem. You were scared telling us, and we was like, we don't give a fuck.
For sure.
You came out to them?
He came out at a fucking pitch meeting. So we was like, okay.
What?
Yeah, it came out of the pitch meeting in North-South. We was pitching a show.
No, they let you pitch a show? What? Ian?
No, because, he was actually the anchor of that whole thing.
Yeah.
But him coming out, we didn't give a fuck. Because it's like, I've been here. I done heard shit. Yeah. You hint at it all the time. And everybody out here be talking about that whole
How'd
shit.
You come out to them at a pitch meeting?
Why?
Well,
it
was
so
funny.
We were all... We used to be on a group chat.
Please, I'll suck all your dicks when you speak in jail. I'm a faggot, I swear.
Oh, God. Well, they fucking lied to me and were like, they didn't tell me about it. And then day of, they're like, hey, you got to be here at 3:30. And I had a fucking therapy. No. It was lie through omission. Yeah. I had no idea about it. I had like all the shit I had to do. And they're like, you got to be there at 3:30. I was like, I got shit to do. So I showed up late. I stormed in flipping out. I was like, I didn't care who the fuck was there. I was like, this is horseshit. This isn't how you treat a person. And I was just like flying off the handle. And then, like, something came up about something, and it just, like, slipped out. No. And
the dick
were like,
out of your mouth?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just, like, slipped out.
It slipped out.
And I was like, yeah, we'll fucking talk about it later.
What do you mean? What it slipped out, though? That you're bisexual? What was the thing that slipped
it was
out?
Something about that. But no, it wasn't crazy. Like, he thought we was just going to be like, oh. So we was like, all right. Whatever.
How long ago was this?
Like a year ago.
So you only started admitting all the tranny shit very recently.
Oh, yeah, dude, I had a mental breakdown last year.
But after that, Ian started being happy. He's riding around New York with his shirt off. And
He's
just being gaily and fun. We like, all right, I guess that was good for
Ian
because
he's free
now.
Like, I feel like I'm, free. So, I feel like I'm really myself. So
isn't happiness. It weird that your freedom just makes everyone else feel as if they're in prison?
That's so funny. Yeah, because
I'm gonna hang out with fucking
because
this
now he,
fruit
he's extra comfy.
With this fucking I know there's always a layer of jizz, sweat, and piss on him at all times.
Fuck you.
He smells, but I don't think, you know, Ian just walks around with his toes out.
I don't,
and you go, okay.
I got my toes out.
So you came like a year ago, and
he's like my kid's sister brother.
You were dating a chick.
Yeah.
You were dating a chick and she didn't know you were.
No, she did.
She did know. You had come out to her before and some other people.
I had been in therapy for a while dealing with this. And eventually I started to like slowly talk about it to people that are close to me on like a one-on-one basis. Yeah. I couldn't even fucking say it out loud. Fucking.
When's the first time you had sex with a transgendered person?
A while ago, right?
Back in like 2007.
So like, for nine years, you had this thing inside of you.
Me and a buddy were fucking blowing tranny each other cock. Since we were fucking 12.
Yeah. You were blowing each other since you were 12, and this was something that you were like super embarrassed about.
Oh, dude, I used to burn my clothes in a dumpster behind a dumpster in my neighborhood.
And Ian didn't want to tell his black friends because they thought we was going to beat him. He thought we was going to stone him.
What?
It's you turn smoke. The fan on?
This is what it feels. Your presence feels like to us, like overbearing.
Yeah, this is exactly.
Makes us gag.
How's it feel now? See? Yeah.
Seriously, can you turn the fan on,
Shannon? It's fine. You're fine, Ian. Grow up.
I'm blowing tranny in your face.
Imagine a tranny come. So you were doing this for a long time, and you were. Did anybody find out behind your back, like one of your friends find out you were doing gay shit and it was like a thing in your life?
No, but it, like, once I started telling people, like, you know what? Kind of makes sense. Cause they'd like, they remember me, my phone was something I would never let anyone see. Like, literally, if someone grabbed my phone, I'd be like, give me it! And I'd like grab it out of their hand.
That's how Dave and Jay are right now.
Fucking pictures on it.
It's weird, which is weird. I'm like,
do the math.
Well, I'm saying, dude, Dave and Jay, they are both very weird, like, with their phone. I'm like, dude, I'm your boy. Like, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. Like, you don't hide anything from me. I'm like,
Mom, let me play Elmo.
What are you fucking hiding? What are you? You're leaving?
I can't hide.
You're leaving?
No, he's trying to make the fan work.
So he takes a...
And it's like so much. I'm sorry, one joint. I know I'm being a pussy.
You're being a real pussy, dude. Talk into the microphone, at least.
I know I'm being a pussy. I'm aware.
Well, why?
Because I can't get high.
What you got, a job interview today?
So
you got something
no,
to do?
I want to take care of myself.
So there was nobody...
I don't want to get high.
Nobody... Did anybody ever call you out on it? Younger being like, dude, are you queer?
Oh, yeah.
And you denied it. You were like, no, are you crazy?
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, me and the fucking guy used to go and like beat each other up in public to like throw everyone off the trail, you know? Because he, after the first time, he fucking...
By the way, they fought like this.
Let's wrestle. Y'all wrestle.
Dude, after the first time, he was
like... Hold on. Stop for a second. Stop. You standing up is doing nothing. We're not smoking anymore. You're just standing away from the microphone for
no
reason.
Ian is annoying. You got to say, this is what he does.
Just sit the fuck down. Stop looking. Give me your phone.
Ian has to be this guy.
Give me your phone. Put it away.
That phone saved us with the no sound.
Just fucking put it away.
You're right. It's away.
Jesus. So somebody who called you out? Who's the first person to be like, dude, are you gay?
This cousin,
the host of Derek Gaines' show. This nigga definitely gay. You might have seen this nigga sucking some dick.
It was Derek.
Who said that? That means the
rest of you gay. And he started pop locking.
I say it more better
than the host of the show. I'm assuming it's some fucking
so funny.
Some white guy doing an impression of a black guy.
Oh, that's funny as shit. Yeah. Okay.
Whatchamacallit? Oh, this fucking kid that he and I like fooled around for like a second or whatever, and then he called me like a faggot in front of other people, and I straight up, I mean, it was like mortifying.
What'd you do? Because your head's about to explode because you're like, you fucked around with me. How far did you go with him? When you say fooled around for a second,
which was like, we showed each other our butts.
That's not fooling.
He used to straighten it up. Too. I remember
he mooned you, and he was like, "Yeah, bet you want to fuck this homo." I was like, "What? Well, we fooled around."
He used to like threaten hecklers. I used to be all extra like.
I used to get in fights when I was younger all the time. A lot of anger and rage in me, man.
Yeah. So this kid called you a faggot, and you're like, "Covering up, fucking." You showed me your butt,
dude. This kid in third grade, he touched my. We used to go underneath the stall and fucking play with each other.
He been this guy,
and I'll never for some reason I don't know what it was. I drew a picture of a woman with a penis and put it on his desk like, hey, you like that?
And then he bit this dude.
He That's touched like... my wiener in front of people on the playground. I punch him in the face.
Playground.
He didn't come back to school the
this
next year.
Kid.
Wait, he never came back to school?
Yeah.
You... Ian was born like this.
Ian hate crimed a kid out of his school.
Yeah.
And you hate crime. You're a piece of shit, too.
And this was a kid you were in love with, probably.
No. You're
this
putting...
This is why you were fucked up, because you...
You are an indie flick, sir. That's a whole...
I know.
Thing. He's like a fucking indie. Like, it's annoying. It's probably got a shitty ending. Get out of here, Ian.
Yeah. It's just a shitty music.
Can't smoke weed in front of you. Guy, I just want to take care of myself. Oh, God, Ian, you. Annoying.
Ian's a made-for-TV movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Only on the Lifetime Network.
And you coming out wasn't annoying at all. Just you after. We was like, oh,
love it, y'all. Yeah, can you go back in the closet?
Is that
sensitive.
Possible?
But we love you, though.
Yes. I'm a
very slutty child.
I know. Yeah.
Why? How old were you when you started hooking up with like people?
I don't know. It's actually a normal thing. Dude, I used to go to the library and look up psychology books and be like, am I normal? Because fucking, it's very normal for kids to play with each other and stuff, but nobody talks about it. So you think you're like fucking wrong.
No, I didn't really. I mean, I did jerk off. Me and my friends would jerk off in front of each other a lot when we were like young.
Yeah.
Like it was, but I was the facilitator of all of the groups. Like it was always my idea.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, guys, I have a game we can play.
We're going to call it the Jerk Digital Network.
And I was seriously, and like I had every little, and it was like I had my white friends and then my Puerto Rican friends and my black friends. It was like racially divided. And I would come in and I'd be like, guys, I swear to God. And we were beating off and like, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But it was nothing
gay.
No,
you're gay.
I used to pee in the same toilet as my buddy and we'd talk shit.
Yeah.
That's as far as you
piss
go.
Fight. Piss fight, yeah.
See,
piss
that's
fight.
Normal.
That's nothing. That's not even slightly gay. I did that
fight. Did you ever think you were gay for that? Did you ever think,
I was never turned on by the sight of another dick or like turned on by doing it. I was, to be honest with you, it was exploring masturbation, exploring like my sexuality, and it was doing it. It was like, to be honest, we had a magazine between us, and we'd get horny, and we go, once you break through the embarrassment of like, oh, you jerk off, I jerk off, like, oh, we can just fucking jerk off together. Yeah. It was very much like that. Now, I had another friend who was gay, was literally lusting after my cock as I was stroking it, without a doubt.
Yeah, no, you know? None of that. Yeah. None of that.
That you were the kid who was lusting after the cock.
No.
Were you turned on when you were jerking off with your friends? By your friends being there looking at
you? No, I've never been
off?
Attracted to like a dude friend.
Shut up, Ian. You're attracted to me. Dude, I can tell you're attracted to me.
Especially because you keep growing those titties.
I can tell. I can tell when a chick is attracted to me. I can tell when a fucking queer is attracted to me.
That's because you're secretly gay.
Yeah. Maybe.
Your gaydar goes off. Yeah. Nah, man. I was never into my friends ever. That's like gross to me. But fucking... I think
she stopped pointing at my dick.
I think everyone jerks off together and stuff.
I've never done it.
You never jerked off with one of your boys?
No. Like in the room, you go to a corner and you're all watching porno.
Yeah.
I used to go to the video store and just like palm my little penis, looking at the Jane Fonda videos.
Yeah,
and
you
shit.
Fucking smack it? Yeah, dude.
It's always just been both. And I thought, because I liked
I didn't sneak into the video store porn shit. Where you
right? Know, and, you did know. That?
Yeah, I used to take my dick out and let my boner be out of my pants. Not let anybody see it. I just like stand there.
What is wrong with some motherfuckers? Like, I never.
And then
you'd
lead
there.
The charge and make your friends jerk off. That's hilarious.
My heart would just beat real fast. That was I was like, yeah, you know, titties, ass. Put, you know, you go, wow, she's sucking. Like, this chick is great. Like, but that's as far as it went.
Yeah. No, we were little creeps. We were little pervs, man. I was
everyone
I was
is
very,
sexuality's fucking weird.
Yeah,
man.
My mom was a goddamn prostitute. You know, when you're exposed to that as a child,
lifestyle.
Shit, really?
Yeah. You ever see that movie on Netflix called Nymphomaniac?
No.
It was about this girl. It was a two-part ending.
Yes. And I jerked off to this.
I couldn't because I was
the two black guys double penetration scene.
But and then they started arguing. Yeah. But when they started arguing, I start cracking the fuck up.
Yeah.
But the part that blew me the fuck away
the black guys. They can't avoid it.
The beginning of the movie.
They were going to wear socks and they were going to argue.
You know the part that tripped me out a little bit, though? You know the part that fucked me up a little bit?
What?
It was when they was kids. The rumor that they was like two little five-year-old girls.
Yeah.
And they would take their panties off and run in the water until it hit the bathroom floor. And they would just sit in the fucking water and play around. I said, what kind of goofy shit is my...
Dude, girls do that.
I was like, this is
so many
some
girls
weird
have,
shit.
Had like hump pillows or like, you know that girl in grade school that would like hump the chair?
But
you know,
no,
I talked about it in my act. I used to hump, when I was a kid, I masturbated probably at like 6. I remember
we've all humped a pillow.
Being when I was like, basically my son's age, I mean, probably before school, I remember taking my stuffed animals, because it's one of my earliest memories. Actually, you know, it's funny, like... One of the topics today is my son celebrating his fifth birthday, and I just wanted to like talk about like our earliest memories, because I really basically remember from right around the age of five, a little bit before. There's little flashes.
Getting your face pushed into a pillow.
Yeah. But there's like big events that you remember, whether it's like, you know, getting my first set of stitches, going to school the first day, whatever it might be.
Stitches were the next day.
Oh, God. You're setting yourself up for all this shit. You're walking through all these doors, man. Everything you say.
But yeah, I mean, I remember one of my earliest memories. I remember had a it was like a little hippo puppet. It was like a little pink hippo puppet.
Puppet makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't put my dick in the puppet. Okay, I would let the puppet lay on top of me.
Let
just kind of like
and let the softness of the
rub it on my dick. And I remember just when I was really young, my whole family must have just been onto me. Like they just must have all been like, yeah, this kid's fucking beating his dick all the time.
Did they give you shit for it?
No, because one night I'm doing it and then my sister peeks her head in. Like my sister's 2 years older than me, and then I was like, oh shit. Then I stop. Thanks, Shannon. Pulling up that puppet, it really got me hot. So then I pull my pants up really quick.
Oh, man, look at the teeth. Oh,
I pull my pants up really quick, and I put the puppet on my stomach. And my sister comes over. She comes back into the room, and she pulled the thing down really quick. And she's like, "What?" And then I was like, "Oh, hey, what's going on?" She's like, "Oh." I was like, cool. And then I like played it off and I was like, oh, they're on to me.
Your sister molested you.
No, she didn't molest me. But I'm saying she fucking like caught me.
Right.
So, but that was like a very, very early memory. And this is when I'm like 4 years old. So my kid already, he's like smacking his dick around.
My cousin caught me.
What?
Jerking off. She told my family. They gave me shit.
What?
I was like looking at porno and I didn't know that you were supposed to grab it. I thought you rubbed it against your stomach.
You thought you rolled it like it was Play-Doh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, my stomach hurts. I have to rub it to feel better. She fucking...
You were always an old Jew?
Yeah, yeah. I have a stomach ache. And she told my family and they fucking ridiculed me for so long.
My mom caught me watching porn one time. It was so
you were
funny.
Eight and your family ridiculed you for masturbating at eight?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's fucked up. That's like a
my mom's side of the family was fucked up.
My mom sent me to therapy.
My mom sent me to therapy. How old were you?
Because I was watching porn when I was like nine in my grandma's house. And it was so much, it would fuck me up in school. Like,
no
I'd just be
way.
Thinking about, I'd just be thinking about girls getting their pussy ate. And I'll start crying and shit like I can't get, cause like I'd be in math class just seeing titties bounce. Like
how old
what
were you?
I was like eight, nine years
wow.
old. Caught that. And then I told my mom, I'd come home crying, like, mom, all I can see is fucking in
you
my head.
You told your mom you watched the porn.
Yeah. So she was so scared.
Let me say this.
Haley Joel Osment.
When you started the story, I was like, your mom sent you therapy for fucking giving me.
Yeah.
I thought she was fucked up. And now telling me your mom was a good mom.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he and his mom are so close.
My mom thought I was going to be a rapist when I grew up, so she started sending me therapy.
She wasn't off. That's really crazy.
She stopped that at the butt.
How old? You're younger than me then. How old are you?
I'm 33.
You're not that much younger than me. So,
I'm surprised they didn't make you go to church.
I'm surprised that you were able to get porn that young. How, you know, it's just kind of difficult.
Oh, Spice Channel?
Before Spice. This is like 90.
This wasn't
scrambled porn.
This is 90s porn on cable.
Oh.
And Nana had cable. So I was like, holy
shit. She watched, like, Skinamax
and
Flex.
I used to come home after school and go straight. I'm like,
yeah, I'm the same thing.
Fuck
we were, we're part of this generation of kids. I'm 35, right? Yeah. So we're right around the same age.
How old are you, Zach?
30.
And how old are you?
33.
Right. Just so we're all in this generation, especially if you're a couple years older, where it's right before internet really popped off.
Yep.
And we had to be really creative to masturbate, really creative to get our porn.
The squiggly lines. All that.
You would tape the Skinamax flicks. I would take a videotape in and I would put it in overnight because I knew at like 2 in the morning.
And you change the title on it?
Of course.
Yeah.
And I would
Mets game.
I would tape, like just like 4 hours straight through of like Skinamax flicks,
and then
the next day I could just fast forward.
I fuck up, man.
And just beat off.
I convinced an uncle to get me a Hustler.
Was the devil. Oh my God. They used to play this movie called Dinosaur Island. I'll never forget. And it was this dude.
The trailer for Dinosaur Island.
Oh, yeah.
This dude got stranded on this island with all these blonde, bad, big titty, buxom bitches, and he fucks them all. And I'm like, it used to come on every Friday night, and I'm like, Mom, can I just stay up? It's Friday, I gotta go to school tomorrow.
Yeah, she thought you were watching fucking.
Something goofy. Nah, I'm in there.
Steve Urkel,
Cinemaxing
TGIF.
It up. Cinemax is the devil, bro.
Yeah, yeah, let's see. What
soft
is this,
porn
Island?
Central. I hate porn. I hate it.
Oh, man, New Horizons.
Yep.
Derek starts
little
beating
Derek,
off.
Little Derek, he's just like, it's all dudes. We find
out.
Yeah, him. The young
it's,
boy.
It's and just they all men in military uniforms.
Yeah, we find there's not a single chick in this movie. Yeah.
When they come across. Or dinosaurs.
Please, God, let it be Club Med. inhabited by exotic.
Oh, yeah. I remember this. Oh, yeah. I remember this, man.
Nice 90s tits.
Dinosaur Island, boy. It's
a dream. Dog, yeah, I can jerk off to this right now.
In
fact, you know what? Next segment. Let's take our dicks out, guys.
Yeah, man. This was it.
This is such a...
Until it turns into a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Five men thrown back to the Stone Age, caught between 100 women and 1,000 dinosaurs.
I like every part of this.
Yeah, this is actually really not even a bad movie.
Dinosaur Island. Yeah, came on Cinemax. I used to... Oh, shit, it's coming on. I used to watch the list. Oh, Dinosaur Island. Come on, I can jerk off.
That's the name of the podcast today. Yeah, Dinosaur Island.
Dinosaur Island. That just seems like a pretty solid movie.
That and then all of them.
I watched, you know what I used to beat off to? My
Hotline mom had Confessions.
My mom had a copy of Angel Heart. Pull up the trailer for Angel Heart. This movie was fucked up. You know what? I'm like 9 years old. I'm beating off to like voodoo blood scenes. It is the most...
See that? See, that's we was on a good thing.
See, this is like innocent stuff in a way.
Yeah, pull up Angel Heart.
Let's see this.
Mickey Rourke. All I remember was Mickey Rourke.
No. What was that? Was
do you remember just one of the guys? Or the woman had to dress up like a guy?
Oh, I think that kind of
that's really
that
she pulled
my thing.
Out?
I think
she pulled them titties out, though?
Yeah. That,
them things.
He's like, don't
heavy.
Worry, guys.
They
he's
were
got tits.
Amazing. And, dude, the little brother had naked pictures put on his wall.
Of course,
I used to
beat
pause.
Off. Yes.
And I,
yes.
I would stand close to the TV.
Yes, dude. The little pervert brother.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Dude, this teacher... In third grade, his son was an artist, and he drew all over his room, and they put it in the paper. And one of the pictures was, like, heavy metal. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
With the tits?
Yeah.
And I fucking was like, Mom, can I please keep this copy of the paper? And I just fucking jerked off to the cartoon.
Yeah, put the trailer on for Angel
That's
Heart.
That's so funny.
Go ahead.
Is this just one of the guys?
No, this is Angel Heart.
Do just one of the guys next.
The Exorcist. The possession of the human soul.
Yeah, this explains a lot, Louis.
I'm just beating my dick.
You're out of your mind.
My mom's on heroin in the other room right now, nodding off as a John walking out of the room.
Dad's got a knife in his chest.
I miss my father.
One hippo puppet with his head cut off.
Today's Wednesday. It's anything can happen day.
I mean, dude, I literally jerked off to this movie.
Dude,
when
a knife just fell out of his pocket. What is this specific thing, Lewis?
I'm waiting.
Interesting. Robert De Niro is only in finding out if he's alive.
An angel or
if
he's
it was. I remember.
Old Lewis.
Weird. Check it out.
Oh, no.
Check it out.
Lewis.
Dark. Where are you?
There's
I'm
the woman.
Just the guy who was paid to snoop around. I'm going to ask you again. Where is he? I don't know.
That was the part where I jerked off to. He was killing an old man.
The angel has been hired to solve more than a mystery.
Dude, Lewis, this is like
he's dead, Mr. Angel. And if he isn't, he is to me.
What? You're jerking off? There we are. All right, there were the African blood dancing. Yeah, that was it. Did you see the African blood? Keep on going, Chad. Let it go. I'm sure it'll happen again.
More than a killer.
You don't think that this is hot, Lisa Bonet? Yeah, dude, definitely. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Lisa Bonet. There we go.
Oh, because they were shaking a little bit.
Yeah, dude, this was it. Dude, I'm getting turned on. My blood's flowing right now, dude.
You expect me to swell on that?
Prove it. And it may cost him more than his life.
Some religions think that the egg is the symbol of the soul. Did you know that?
And I came.
All I know is
and he
bit
the egg?
Bumping
what
off.
Kind of twisted
dude,
shit?
Lewis,
that's
holy shit.
Did you jerk off to a thriller?
Hey.
Yeah.
You got
is there more than one sex
like
scene or
Time
just
Magazine,
that?
Nigga. That is...
I would edge the whole movie and then it would come to the sex scene.
Oh my God. You were a case
there's
study
just something
in
about. There's something about a...
sociopathy.
There's something about an alcoholic private eye that gets my blood flowing, you know?
There's something about ritualistic murder that just really turns me on.
Up. That's some fucked up passion, bro.
That was one of my... Because you know what it was, though? It's because it's what you're exposed to. Here's the truth,
hey,
right?
Hey, different lifestyles.
I just wanted... The titties and the sex scene.
Who jerks off to noir? I'm in my office.
That's film class
shit.
The
Tuesday night.
A dame comes in. She wants to start main eventing.
I take a sip out of my real ass flask.
Shannon, let's get some...
Hey, Shannon, put on the thing for just one of the guys.
Don't fucking tell her what to
do. Don't
do
that. Nah, man.
Shannon, let's get some plugs.
I want to see the titties.
You're not controlling my show. Let's get some plugs. Derek, what would you like to plug, my friend?
Hey, I got a few shows coming up this month at the Stand. I'm here all week. As a matter of fact, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm there this week. And I'm going back to L.A., so if you're going to be in L.A., I'll be there for like 4 months doing shows, doing TV stuff.
Fuck yeah, doggy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Derek Gaines killing it, man.
Hollywood Gaines.
Don't do no show.
The shades never come off. Because the future's too bright.
What, Ian, anything coming up, my friend?
Yes, sir. I am doing a run of shows at the Laugh Factory Chicago at the end of the month.
There you go, boy.
Yay. A lot of Skanks fans and Realize Podcast fans out in Chicago. They yes. came out in droves, so come the fuck
out. Oh, I can't wait.
Ian.
Hell yeah. And then I'm doing a Denver run after that, and I'm going to I'm trying right now to close out with a weekend at the Comedy Underground in Seattle, but that's in the air right now. And then check my website for dates. I got city dates every night, and it's a real nice thing. Come give me a hug at iAnimal on Instagram. Thank
Zachy.
You.
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. I will be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie co-headlining with Eli Sayers on January the 26th. It's I think both of our first ever co-headlining, so very excited. Please
there you
come
go,
out.
Guys. Fuck yeah, dude. The roast dudes done moved up.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's incredible, man. Go
see Poughkeepsie.
And I'm also the weekly warm-up comic
Stop.
At the Roast Battle. Oh,
God.
Stand every Tuesday night. Guest visual promo
annoying.
Code.
Do you see?
It's Ian. So I got this weekend, if you're listening live, I'm going to be in Mohegan Sun, Comics Mohegan Sun with myself, Greg Stone, Kimberly Congdon. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's snowing, guys. Come the fuck
it's
out.
Gonna
it's going to snow like a motherfucker. We need people there. Trust
it's
me.
Gonna be awful. Yeah.
I don't want to think about it.
Do you understand how bad? It's going to be a shit show.
Oh, yeah. I'm opening for Bobby Kelly this Friday and Saturday.
Stop.
And Jersey,
it's not funny,
Newtown
dude. I don't fucking ruin the flow of my show. You, if you don't fucking remember your plugs, you don't fucking remember your plugs.
I know, I get nervous.
I don't give a shit.
All right.
It's fucking crazy.
Sorry.
It's crazy. I'm like in the middle of my plugs. You're going to like take, it's my show. You get to take away my plugs on my show.
Oh, yeah, guys. And don't forget that I'll... told us all his whole thing. Got
I bring you on the show so people like you and you get fans. And then when I'm in the middle of saying something that I'm doing, you literally take that away from me. That's
fucking
warm up. Also, opening for another guy. Fuck you. Fuck Bobby Kelly. Fuck the show. Suck my fucking dick.
Okay. Turn Angel Heart on. Let's make
full
it
of weed.
At the same so fucking funny. Club, you fucking piece of shit. So yeah, don't go see Lewis. At the same club, by the way, in a few weeks I'll be there with Bobby Kelly. Go fuck yourself.
What? I'm not there with Bobby
God,
Kelly.
I hate you.
No, I'm with Bobby Kelly this weekend, Friday in Arlington, and Saturday at the Doontown Theater in Pennsylvania.
I hope. I hope.
You're letting him do it.
I'm not
Newtown
with Bobby
theater.
In Chicago.
I hope the Newtown
I'm by
theater
myself in Chicago at
the
Laugh
the
Factory
down.
January 27th
Shut the fuck
to
up.
I
hope
February 1st.
I hope the Newtown Theater burns down. Uh-huh. I hope it keeps on burning for days because of Bobby Kelly's blubber. That's it just so is like
it's the new Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's wonderful.
Oh, right. Shit.
Yeah, guys, come awful. Check me out in Connecticut this weekend. GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. LA is coming up. Boston's coming up. I think I'm going to be in LA. Ralph! He's not here. I'm going to be in LA, I think, the week of the 15th.
Oh, sick.
So I'm going to be
January.
Oh, coming nice. Up just in a couple weeks. So come out. I'm going to be posting where I'm going to be. I'm going to probably be doing some podcasts and some stand up as well. Also, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review on iTunes right now. Stop the show. Go to iTunes.
Yeah.
Leave us a ranking. Very important that you do this right now. It hooks us up. It helps us out. It moves us up in the rankings. Also, we pick one random reviewer, whether it's a positive reviewer or a negative reviewer. Every single month, we give them a free T-shirt.
Oh, no way.
Here it is, guys. The
this
winner
is my
this
favorite
month.
Podcast to do.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
It really is.
It's weird that this is your last time on the show. Your winner this month is NYC3. Shannon, what was his NYC3? What was his or her review?
The title is "Love This Podcast," and the comment is "On my must listen to list, love the show and its hard edge, not for the faint of heart."
Fuck yeah, dog.
Yeah.
You just get a t-shirt, motherfucker, for
also,
that dope ass review.
Please tweet at me. I am Shannon Lee because people haven't been tweeting. So tweet at me.
Tweet
and
at
I'll
Shannon
send you the
if
shirt.
You won the shirt. You got to tweet it. I am Shannon Lee. And also, guys, if you love this show, if you're listening on iTunes, you should know that we do it live every Monday and Wednesday, 12 noon Eastern. You can watch live for free. GasDigitalNetwork.com/RAP. It's free to watch the live stream in standard definition. If you guys want the archives, if you want the on-demand, high-definition podcast, over 220 episodes, plus Plus, all 13 other shows on the network, access to whenever you want, the video versions of the shows, plus the live chat, ad-free episodes, episodes before they're available, 5 days before they're available to iTunes or anywhere else. Go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use the promo code RAP, and subscribe. It's $6 a month. $6 a month gets you all of that exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. Bonus shows, the brand new Gomez tapes, which there's 2 episodes out. I'm doing a 3rd episode this week. You can't get those shows anywhere else. Subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. It also helps out the show, which is fucking incredible. And you get a 2-week trial. So if you don't like the premium service, if you don't enjoy it, if you don't think it's worthwhile, $6 a month for, you know, over 2,000 hours of on-demand incredible content, like Legion of Skanks, Shasta Show, Tim Dillon is Going to Hell, Irish Goodbye, Michael Bisping's Believe You Me podcast. If you don't believe in it, cancel after 13 days. You don't even get charged. Fuck it, doggy. Fuck it. Download all the archives. You could literally bend me over, fuck me directly in my ass, download all the archives, keep them for yourself, and say, fuck it, we don't want it. Suck a dick, Lewis, peace, cancel. Doesn't even matter.
That's a dope deal with being able to hear shit before it comes out on iTunes.
5 days.
That's fucking great.
5 days.
And you get to fuck Lewis in the ass.
Yeah.
You do this a lot. That run was pretty damn professional.
Right?
That was nice.
He's a pro.
Way to keep him going. Get the
It is. It's a couple days after New Year's Eve. What'd you guys do for New Year's? Anything fun, Zachy? What'd you do?
Stayed in with my chick. Got drunk.
Hell yeah.
Took some edibles. That was it.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that's fun. A little edible action. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got an edible in my pocket. So yeah, what'd you do, Derek? Anything cool?
Just shows, and then I was hanging out with a chick, and then it got crazy, and then I had to get out of. I had to get the fuck out of Queens. Because she flipped the script on my ass.
Was she drunk?
We was kissing, carrying the fuck on. Had pizza. She wanted to go back to the crib and cuddle. And have fun and all this shit. And then her roommate kind of threw a monkey wrench to the whole situation where they wanted to go back out. So she introduced
me. It's a wrench for white people.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry. That was just blatantly racist to your face for no reason. I normally don't do that.
Jesus. Tell them how you really feel. That is the worst. God damn.
So good. Good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But anyway.
So her roommate threw
you remind me of that one Spanish dude in KKK.
Yeah.
It says, but anyway. Man. So outside, we was good. We get to the crib. She starts going on and on about her grandpop's dresser that he made her, and fucking this stool that cost $250, and her parents are carpenters, and you should take it serious. And I loved in my family. I'm like, all right. Yeah,
this is the girl you're hooking up with, or her friend?
No, this is the girl.
It's the girl.
So she
what's
starts,
the relationship?
Is she drunk?
With her?
Is she being a little weird now?
She's being weird.
She's being weird.
Because she was high.
She was not. I was high. She was just drinking all night. So I'm like, all right. So when she got to the crib, she sobered up. She was standing away from me, and then when I she asked me, "What do you don't like furniture?" Like for real, said it. I was like, it's a dresser and a fucking stool. I mean, it's nice. I thought, what happened? I was like, come close. She was standing away from me. And then it's when it got weird. Cause I went to go get Uber because I'm like, oh, this bitch tripping. She's tripping. She covers the phone with her hand and then tries to snatch the phone out of my hand with like a mean face. Whoa. I said, check, please. And I had to put my hands up.
Have you hooked up with the chick before?
No, we was just kissing at the
first
fucking
time.
Thing.
You just met her tonight.
Yeah.
So you guys were kissing
like,
before.
Oh, we kissed at 12 o'clock.
People talk about women like oh my God, like they're these delicate things.
I put my hands up and said, hashtag me too. I got the fuck
doggy,
out of here.
When you're in that situation now, especially as an entertainer,
I had
you're
to,
like, fuck this.
Dude.
Where's the cameras? I'm being set the fuck up. I
just
what's happening.
I got up. The quickness of how fast I got the fuck out of here, I was like, something ain't right. Because when she tried to snatch that phone, I was like, nah, you ain't gonna do this.
Did
to
you
me.
Say that to her? Were you like,
nah,
hey,
like,
I don't feel
nah.
comfortable?
Was she trying to be cute? Like, oh, you're not leaving?
No.
Like,
it
where are you going?
She was like, you don't like furniture, motherfucker.
Like that, but didn't curse at me. I was like, whoa.
She just started swirling a spoon around in a cup of tea.
It was some get out shit.
Yeah.
This white chick?
Half Cuban, half white.
Hot.
Mm. Bad.
Hot
actress. I was like, fuck. So yeah, I was so mad.
Are crazy though.
So
wait,
I was like,
have you hit her up? Do you want to see her again?
No.
Try it out?
I had to get. I got up out of it. I mean, I find more actresses. I'm about to go back to LA anyway. So
well, that's the other thing is like, where you. That's the one thing that happens when you're a little bit older, where you have experience and you've had enough sex, you've hooked up with enough people.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
I don't want to like, you know, sound like I'm the fucking man. But here's the reality, okay. I've had a lot of sex at this point in my life.
You see this fuck over here.
You're, well, your fan fucking, you're distracting, Ian. So what go. That? What do you want me to say?
It's smoke! Ha!
I don't want to get high.
Well, don't get high. You fucking got to be distracting everyone.
Well, it's all in my face.
Yeah.
There's dicks always in your face. You take them, fine.
There ain't in them right now.
But when you get older, like, once you've had enough sex, that the hot pussy is just not worth it anymore. You go like, holy shit, I'm not going to make that same mistake.
Dude,
again.
She flicked the like we was kissing at 12. Yeah. By 4, she was. Did you like furniture?
Give me. And you don't think you did anything?
That's a problem as well. You waited until 4. You went in the long run. That's you put in the fucking time.
Derek probably just beatboxed too much. And she was like, why do you sound like a prawn from District 9?
That's kind of that was kind of good.
She didn't know what to do. She didn't want to be rude, so she just talked about furniture. She's like, oh, maybe this will get him out.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, dude, even like going home, I'm so glad I'm in a relationship. You know, going home with a chick, like even now, it's kind of like a drunk chick. I wouldn't even do it. If there was a chick who was like, hey, I'm getting tipsy, I want to go home.
Yeah.
I would fucking say, fuck it, dude. I can't. I've had that happen.
It's scary
I've had girls being sober, like, dude. Oh, I'm drunk, come hang out with me. And I'm like, no fucking way. You're putting in writing, I'm drunk, come hang out with me. That's like literally one screen grab female Facebook group away from like, oh, he specifically knew I was drunk, specifically came in a pre. Now, here's the truth. Is it crazy? I think it's kind of crazy that I even look at it as being predatory that she would go, hey, I'm drunk, come hang out with me. 10 years ago, but yeah, fuck yeah, get more drunk, be right there, you know, have another. Right.
Have one waiting
bait.
For me.
That's bait. That's a trap.
But it's kind of crazy. Even now, if somebody came out and said, if that was the evidence that they came out and said, like, use one of these guys, TJ Miller, whatever, right? That's the guy, the latest one that came out, right?
Okay.
But they came out and said that, you know, TJ Miller, you know, a girl came out and said, you know, I'm drunk to him, and then he said, cool, be right there, winky's face, right? That would be a thing where you look at that and be like, oh shit, he's kind of like, you know,
right,
trying to fucking go fuck this drunk chick right now. It's not,
but also in
then
that
it becomes
situation.
How crazy is the chick? Because if she just wants to fuck you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, figuratively speaking, if she wants to just say, fuck this guy, I'm going to destroy him, then it's as simple as going, cool, well, it's a screenshot. He knew I was drunk. He specifically came and actively.
Right, no. But then also,
my career is in somebody else's hands.
But then doesn't that take away the power of the woman? Because you're like, she was drunk and he took advantage. It's like, well, she also was a part of that, you know?
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares anymore.
Yo, one time I brought this girl home. She fell off the stool at the bar, and I was like, no, you're fucking cut off. You can crash my place, but we're not staying in the same bed. We got to my place.
She wasn't drunk. It was her dick putting her weight on.
Oh, so much weight. Her wheelbarrow fell over. Her
equilibrium was off.
Yeah.
She got cock and balls. That's what the problem is.
Alabama
she
fell black
off the five-leg stool.
Dude, we got to my place. She got into my bed. I was like, okay, you can sleep in my bed. I'll be on the couch. She goes, you don't think I'm hot? You don't want to fuck me? Am I not good enough for you? I was like, no, you're fucking drunk. And I got her a fucking cab and sent her home.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude.
I wouldn't even bring her in the apartment, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bring her.
Fuck
wouldn't
that,
make her sleep outside.
It's
fucking 4 a.m. I'm like, all right, crash on my fucking couch. I'm not going to fucking, or stay in my bed. I'll be on the couch.
I would rather, and I mean this, I would rather a young girl freeze to death in the winter than her even have a 1% chance of fucking with my career. I'd rather her be dead. Some stranger, some bitch on New Year's Eve. Some fuck you. Oh, you're drunk? I'm sorry. Slam the door in your face.
I wouldn't call them a bitch, but
because we went out 2 times before, hanging
this
out.
This other chick.
Yeah, this the actress. So it came down to this.
You 3 times you went out with this chick, and you had still hooked up with her, and you're 4 o'clock in the morning.
And you didn't know she loved furniture?
I'm headed there to do it.
This is it.
So wait, what was...
And then all the roommates are home.
Wait,
she keeps the door open. I'm telling you, I went to the bathroom, came back out. She was doing some weird shit. I was like, what happened to all this kissing and carrying? We touched
each
other.
She was also fucking drunk, too.
So
right?
I'm like, when she went from that to my father and my grandfather. And
maybe she was confiding in you because she
and then
felt
she got on the bed
and
was like, she was like, why can't you understand that my parents love me and they make me furniture? Like, she kept pressing this goofy ass fact to me.
Oh, dude,
like,
she was probably drunk and depressed.
So I'm sitting there like, all
or
right,
she just
whatever.
Remembered her family loved her.
And then I'm taking my phone because I'm sitting there like,
she realized how much her family loved her, and she's like, they're going to be so disappointed.
She's looking at a black guy sitting on the end of her bed, and then she saw above you, like, the ghosts of her father.
Like,
the
Star Wars.
Yeah, like the ghosts of her grandpa.
How do we go from, I really want to make out, cuddle, and then probably.
Yeah, but you don't drink.
Nah, so I'm
she
there.
Drinks. Oh, she's so you're not drinking drunk, at
all,
dude.
I'm seeing all the
yes,
shit.
Yes, you're Derek, an idiot.
You can't even. You can't you're fuck with drunk
idiot,
girls, dude.
Nah,
you can't
you
fuck
are
with drunk
a
girls.
Moron.
No,
I tell him all the time.
Ballsy,
I tell him all the
Derek, beat the shit out of this.
I tell
homo.
Him all the time how fucking stupid he is. This really? Fucking motherfucker. Yes, you do not go home with a drunk girl, no. And then you don't know how much she's been drinking, how much it affects her. She starts to be like, "I love my family," and you're like, "Oh, you don't want to fuck me? I'm out of here."
I never
know she's
having.
No, he's right.
No.
Hold on. No. Derek's right, by the way. He's fucking out of here. You made here's where you're both
shouldn't
right.
Gone home with her.
Here's where you
place.
Made the mistake.
Tell me.
You don't drink.
Yeah.
You shouldn't fuck around with drunk girls.
Or that's what I'm saying.
You shouldn't fuck around with girls who are out there drinking because you don't even have the excuse. Here's the deal, right? Like if I was drinking, I would always stand by the fact
his dick's got a mind of its own.
We are both drunk and we're both incapacitated, and I really feel like we are both, like, look, I just don't drink, so I don't really deal with this problem. But I would always go by, no, yeah, I was blackout drunk, she was blackout drunk, and we fucking hooked up, and then we're adults. And I believe most rational people, they look at that and they go, okay, I get it. Right. That's the way most rational people look at that. And 99% of the people in the world, and then there's these fucking select few people that go, no, women are a protected class, and blah, blah, blah. But if you're not drinking, look, times have changed. The reality is, I even look at it as a weird. If I see a sober guy and a girl who's drunk,
not okay.
I'm going like
predatory.
That's weird.
Predatory.
I think that's probably a good thing that has come out of all this reactionary bullshit.
Right.
But and you're not. I'm not saying you're a predator. I'm saying that you're kind of playing with fire by fucking around.
We just
with
don't
drunk
want you
girls.
To get burned.
I have a girlfriend who drinks, and I won't. If she gets too drunk, I won't hook up with her. She's my girlfriend, dude.
Yeah.
She's my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she's like, she hasn't really been sloppy drunk since I've been with her, but if she got sloppy drunk, I would feel uncomfortable. It would make me feel like I'm fucking.
Yeah, dude, that's why I love shooting pool.
Good for you. I'm going to go fuck this drunk bitch right now.
Yeah. I see your point, but I'm going to go fuck fucking really furniture nice. Girl.
Nah, man, I'm glad I got
I mean,
here.
Dude, that's such a good point. It's so true. You know, that's why dating sober is so difficult because everyone's go-to is, let's get a couple drinks, loosen up, whatever, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to sip coffee and get more anxious. You know?
Yeah.
And you don't want to fuck around with someone that's fucking drunk. If you're but sober at a bar past midnight trying to get fucking pussy, you're a piece of shit.
Mm. Well, I shouldn't say that's not true. What if you really love pussy?
Then fucking really get a hooker.
No.
Yes.
No.
Because you're into a contract, you get what you want, and then you can walk away.
Let me tell you,
this guy went on 2 dates with a girl. She was weird once. And have you talked to her since?
Ian. No. Can I respond to
you? That's because all you wanted was pussy.
No.
Eliminate the middleman and fucking get a hooker.
Listen. Stop fucking! You really just
you're
go.
Like an auntie.
He doesn't
you're
listen.
Like,
he just fucking goes.
And nobody is more sober and clear of mind than a prostitute.
Yeah.
First of all, the hookers, you fucking rapist. These girls are
weirdo.
These are sex slaves half the time. Okay. These are girls that have major problems, that have fucking drug problems. If it's not legal, you're dealing with diseases. You're not dealing with people that are being checked up on regularly. Because you feel like that your judgment is on a guy that's trying to go get some fucking pussy, a guy that's just trying to say, hey dude, I want to go and get laid. Yes, if you're trying to fucking, you know, pick up blackout drunk chicks, you're a creep.
Right.
But I'm not gonna hate on a dude who's like out there trying to get puss. I'm not even gonna hate on a guy that is going out there to get puss in a creepy way. I've said this a million times on the show, but I defend Louis as a boss. I made this point to one of the bookers of a comedy club the other day, who's a comic too, Dustin.
Right.
I was like, you know, people are like, oh, but Louis was at work and he was fucking these girls who were underneath him in the hierarchy. That's just wrong. And I'm going, okay, let's say you find out that the manager of this restaurant is fucking one of the bartenders and they fucked in the broom closet during a shift one day.
Right.
Are you going like, oh my God, this horrible, horrible man, he needs to be, his life needs to be ruined. Or are you going like, I don't know, the employee and the boss decided to fuck and they were kinky and it's kind of hot, right?
Have you ever worked in the service industry?
Dude, well,
everyone fucks each other.
But this is the point. I fucked at work before. There was a girl that worked for me that sold comedy club tickets for me, and we hooked up at Santa
in Times
New York.
Square.
No, at Santa New York on the stage at the comedy club.
No way.
And it was so fucking hot.
Oh my god, that's
pulled her
so
up on the stage.
Funny.
It was during the day, nobody was there.
Oh my goodness.
She fucking loved it, dude. It was her fantasy. Right. Dude, she loved it. It was the fact that I was her boss. I was 10 years older than her. She fucking loved it. Every minute of it.
26.
I don't care what she said. She loved it.
Wait. Yeah, wait a minute. How old were you?
Wait a minute.
I was 16.
When was that? Oh my god. Oh my god.
But you know, it's like, you know, you look at the power dynamic, and
right.
You know, I don't look at that. I don't look as being a sexual person as being a bad thing. For a while, we were looking at sexuality as good, and for a while, it was like, oh, we were encouraging women to explore their sexuality.
Yeah.
That was the 4 or 5 years ago. That was the thing. Was like, ladies, be sexual, go out and fuck whoever. Do you get drunk?
Oh,
fuck
dude,
a guy. Why
women
not?
Hooking up with women, everyone loves it. I'm like, yeah, I hook up with a guy. People are like, you fucking gross faggot.
Yeah, that's a joke from 1984, and we should
excuse you.
Literally.
What joke is
the
that?
The movie 1984. It's the opening scene.
No.
They do that joke. I swear to God. So, but the reality is, you know, we've kind of shifted, and we're becoming like a weirdly conservative society.
Oh, we're a puritanical society.
Yeah, it's kind
through of through,
like,
dude.
Like we've lost the religious side of it, and now it's based off of some other. Like, social justice has become religion. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
the idea is
that
like.
Is. And you must atone for your
yes,
sins.
The purity, yep. And, you know, just being like. You look at, like, kind of like the way they're doing it and the way they're destroying people. It's like. It seems like the scene in Game of Thrones where.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you never saw it? You
never
seen Game of Thrones? Zach?
I've watched a little of it.
Oh,
but I don't
so good.
It. I haven't seen
but
it.
But the one chick, I don't want to ruin any spoilers for you in case you watch it at any point, but she has to atone for, like, her sins. And
right.
They fucking make her walk through the town.
Oh, is that the shame?
Shame. Yeah,
shame.
Yeah, dude.
Right.
And that's kind of what it feels like, you know, is happening with men right now, men in Hollywood,
yeah.
Guys who are unapologetic. They're doing this with Chappelle right now. Did you see the new special?
Oh, I loved it.
I watched...
Equanimity?
Like 20 minutes of it. 20 minutes of it. It was good. It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
I didn't like his last two. Like
I only watched a little
ago.
Bit. I only
did
watched a little
like
bit of those as well.
I loved Equanimity. Or
wow.
Equanimity.
You watch the new Chappelle?
Yeah, hold on, let me.
What, are people mad?
Yeah, people are furious.
I love them both. And Bird Revelation was incredible.
I watched 20 minutes of the one. It was whatever one had the Caitlyn Jenner bit where she's going to be in ESPN Magazine.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Bit's just, that's an incredible bit.
Right.
Incredible. He's like, can a nigga just get stats?
Right, 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 right.
It's so good. He really does a great, dude, it's so good.
Equanimity is great. And then,
but
so
there's
good.
A little
and
bit, here's what he does.
Bit.
There's a little preachiness. Story. There's a little bit. There's
a lot, of the white comics said preaching. A lot of
yeah.
Black comics was like, yo, this is the motherfucking man.
No, actually, I
this
liked
is my
it,
second
man.
Point that I'm
yeah.
making, which
yeah.
is it sounded like he was speaking directly to black people.
Yeah.
So I think that
right.
maybe it comes off that way.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. I mean,
no,
well,
I've talked
know,
to a few comics that all pretty much all white comics. It's preachy. Who
oh,
the
fuck's
fuck not funny? Good laughs.
It's funny.
Fuck
it's
them.
Funny. It's not as funny
oh,
as his.
He's just gonna talk. You didn't make anybody laugh. So it was a lot of that.
You
me,
know what it, was,
it was moving. I was inspired.
That's what I thought.
I was inspired.
Here's
completely.
The deal. Chappelle, in my opinion, what's great about Chappelle when you watch him is how silly he is. You know,
yeah.
He tells those stories that aren't real, but like they are. They're based on a little bit of reality, like
yeah.
The baby
that's
in the hood.
That's what I
or,
didn't like about the last two specials.
Well,
I thought it lacked that like whimsy
silliness,
of
yes.
him and the silliness of
that.
What I loved about him.
Yeah.
And this one brought it back. That I thought was like so nice.
I didn't feel like it had enough of that. Maybe I gotta watch the other special. So maybe
I like
comparatively...
all four because I'm a Chappelle fan. I've been a Chappelle fan since I was 15
he's the best.
Years old. But yeah, but
he's
I like
look. He's undeniably, debatably
killing
still,
him softly.
Still the
Jesus
best. You know,
Christ.
I'm just saying that. You know, I almost feel like listen. He made those same points about blacks and whites and about race and
right.
about culture and society. In my opinion, what was stronger material back in the day? Like
I can
it was
see that.
Fucking like it
it's
was like really.
Kill 'Em Softly is an absolute classic.
I mean,
so
it's crazy,
like, it's
dude. It's
one
crazy.
But that was also a special he worked on for how long? These he put together four
yeah.
in a year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But all I can do is look at the body of work
yeah,
and
no,
say a painting is a fucking painting. I like it or you know. So it's good and it's definitely better than 99% of what comes out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying comparatively to what Chappelle does, it's almost like with Bill Burr. It's very similar. I'm like, no, nobody's putting out better specials than Bill Burr. But when you look at Bill Burr's latest stuff, the last two, comparatively to
his first two,
you know,
or his
first
three.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Hi.
First two that came out were like crazy, and they were on another level, and you almost they set the bar pretty high for themselves. So I don't even know how to, except for working on it for 3 or 4 years, as opposed to a year or two, like everybody's doing now, I don't think that there's any other way to do that. But if you look at Chappelle, if he would have said, I'm going to work that material, that same material, for 2 years, think about how developed it would have been and how, like, you know, but when guys are, he literally, you know, that Louis stuff, all that stuff, it can only be a couple months old. Yeah, and it's brilliant. I mean, the point that he made about Louis, about the girl being fucking...
That brittle spirit.
Your brittle spirit.
Brittle spirit.
Yeah. Killed me. I was
like, dude, you think of Martin Luther, you would have broken Martin Luther King's dream with that? I mean, come on, dude.
He said walking away from $50 million was way harder than walking away from a freckly dick. I was like, come on, Dave.
It's fucking great,
Dave,
dude.
Dave was talking to these motherfuckers.
I love that. But he's the only one. And the truth is, it's because he's bigger than the Netflix deal. He doesn't really matter. If Netflix says, fuck you, dude, you're gone, which they very well might, because they might get enough pressure because he's getting a lot of shit for it. They could.
It'll go away. All you gotta do is
they
fucking
did it with
not
Louis.
Respond.
They just fucking Louis didn't respond for years. Motherfuckers didn't go away.
Louis is different than fucking Chappelle.
What do you mean?
In terms of what people are mad about.
I think it's debatable who is, you know, I Chappelle's more famous.
Louis's up there.
But Louis's fucking way up there.
No, I meant with allegations and outrage and anger.
He's talking about funny.
Way different.
Oh, okay. I'm not talking about...
The words and the jokes, here's the thing. I'm hoping Chappelle... Here's the thing. What'll be great is if they don't come after Chappelle and they don't take anything away from him for making jokes, what it means is I believe we have moved past the place where we are focused on jokes being the problem and we're looking more at action, which I think is good. I think we should have always been looking at action. You can't... You know, group Louis and fucking Al Franken and TJ Miller in with guys like Bill Cosby and guys like
Harvey Weinstein,
because those guys are legitimate rapists and the other guys are doing what would be considered questionably wrong or, you know, it's up in the air and it's debatable as to. So that's
well,
where.
There's nuance in their shades. Yeah. It's not black and white. And
Every time he tries to make a deep point, it's always some hack shit that somebody like wrote on a fucking napkin.
Shut the fuck up, you stupid idiot.
That was a fortune cookie.
Yeah, 1980, somebody opened up a fortune cookie, and that's where Ian gets all of his theories in life.
Chappelle's special is great because it's going to influence so many comics to slap the mic on their leg.
It's really important.
I already do that.
You got to stop.
That's shade to me.
You got to stop.
That's shade to me because I already do that.
You're going to lose all your money paying for new microphones because you fucking can't stop.
Here's what he used to naturally do. I think Chappelle,
and now it's like his thing.
Yeah, now it's
like his
fucking,
Larry the Cable Guy catchphrase. It's fucking annoying.
I was gonna compare. It's Ron White taking a drink.
I do it damn near.
It's Ron White.
I do it a lot. So
you do
like,
it a lot.
I gotta stop.
Yeah, it's bad, dude.
And it's Chappelle influence.
It's, of course, because that's my favorite dude. It's him, Patrice, and Pryor.
Yeah,
and Rock.
You either slap the mic in your leg or you sit on a stool like fucking Patrice. It's like, okay, take it easy.
They go, come on, Ian.
Yeah.
Ian, firing up. Uh-huh. Ian hates my
How's that for a fortune cookie, motherfucker?
Ian hates my whole personality. Like, he loves ripping on me so much. He hates everything that I'm about.
He hates it all, so funny.
We all do.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'll take it.
Dinosaur Journey.
So, whatever it's called. Did you guys see on New Year's Eve Mariah Carey had another diva moment, apparently?
No, what happened? This is important. Let's talk about it.
No, whatever.
Did you see
it? Yeah, let's derail the conversation about race and sexual allegations. Just talking about Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey still got some nice titties. I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that.
It doesn't let me host my own show.
I'm kidding.
Made her return.
Pull it up on the big screen.
I was going to take a sip of tea if they let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it was a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
What the fuck?
What? What a delusional lunatic.
Why do they keep on booking her still? Is she...
Mariah.
They keep wanting to give her chances, I guess.
That song is like the number one Christmas song ever. Heard the John
Oh,
she does.
Her, the one, yeah, it's good.
Oh.
Yeah, and then,
All
of course,
I want for Christmas.
No. She has her own, like, original one, right?
Yeah.
What's her song? What's
All
her?
I want for Christmas is you. Yeah.
It's like...
Sung by Mateo Lane.
It's the biggest Christmas song.
Yes.
Like, one of the biggest Christmas songs ever.
I
but nobody does
sitting
Christmas
on my mom's
anymore.
Lap, driving a car with her,
like
listening.
Ever.
So this is her song.
Yeah. And
she
like,
this isn't a cover from like a 1940s classic.
She
like
can
so.
Live off this song.
I believe
see what
it.
I'm saying?
It's a great song because
so
everything
good.
Else is always like I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, Jingle Bells. These songs have been around forever. This is the first one that's come out.
She reminds me of Whitney Houston in this.
Recently.
Yeah.
Like nobody else. Has, is there a recent Christmas
like
song that came out?
She goes. That's all I know.
Now everyone does covers and
Mariah
stuff.
Mariah goes on that joint. So that's
Such
why that's
song.
Why they let her back all
You can keep it going,
holidays,
Shannon. I like that song. I got no problem with that song.
I'm guessing. Make my wish
come true. This is what I sing in the bathhouse.
Yeah, you do.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Such a game. Everywhere. Song
true. Every Macy's, H&M, the streets,
movies, all them goofy ass white people rom-com.
During the Macy's Day Parade, I guarantee they do a choreographed thing to this.
So that's why they let Mariah bang on the holidays, because she's the holidays.
She was fucking hot back in the day.
Was she bad?
Bang. She was hot.
Oh, it's such a good song. She's still hot now.
No, she's not hot now, dude. She's all weird and pie-faced.
You wouldn't eat her ass?
I would do. I would eat Zach's ass.
Ew.
No, I'd take on an old Mariah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, of course. Look at her then, though. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at that back then, dude. That was like, she used to let that dog lick her pussy.
God, I'd love to.
She's a weirdo.
What? Where is this going?
She's a weird bitch.
Yeah, says the guy that jerked off to Archangel or whatever the fuck it was called.
Angel.
You jerked off to a ritualistic voodoo ceremony, and you're like, yeah, this is Mariah's weird
thing. But yeah, hey, man.
Here's the serpent. Here comes the rainbow.
Oh, my God. That explains so much.
Yeah, you're out of your mind.
That's it. Yeah. That's fine, Shannon. So, you see, here's the thing.
Hold on. I'm going to come. There's people under the stairs.
I don't think I'll ever be a diva. I don't think I'll ever, like, I'll be... I mean, I am a diva already, but, like,
dude,
I'll never...
you make your interns do everything.
Can you stop doing that to the mic?
You make your interns why, do everything.
Like, why would you do this to the mic? What's the point?
I don't... I didn't mean to.
Lewis hates you. And I hate
I
you.
Love
every time
Lewis.
He comes on, I'm reminded of how much he annoys me.
I love
show.
Lewis.
He's so annoying.
This is our relationship.
Oh, yeah, the worst.
So, but why would you...
Hey, Lewis, I just want you to know that I'm here.
I was excited. We were having fun.
It's crazy, though.
I didn't mean to.
Nobody in the world does that.
What were you talking about? Oh, yeah, you make your interns do everything.
He's not a diva.
I'm not a diva. No, I'm not a diva. Okay?
That's his rap song. I'm not a diva.
I'm not a diva, I don't think.
I am what I am.
You two are the most diva people I know.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Go on.
Oh, my God. Fucking...
No, yeah, you're right, dude. I've set up my life where I have people that work for me and do lots of work and get lots of things done.
I don't know if divas...
Why are you trying to... You're trying to start something.
I don't know if diva is the right word. Self-absorbed?
Maybe.
Yes. There it is. Yep.
Maybe a little.
You make your interns do everything. At the Creek Religious Gags one night, you were like, I come here and I tell the intern to get me wings. There are no wings. I'm like, you can call the Creek and order wings.
Why would I?
What are you talking about?
He hasn't worked this hard to have this many useless interns who don't know anything.
Lewis
on the
is this
side.
Guy. I saw him run around Skankfest with the cowboy hat.
Right?
Snap, snap.
Look at Shannon.
Chop, chop, motherfucker.
Shannon is loving this.
I was watching Lewis.
Holy
no, Skankfest just passed.
Shannon,
you was
show your face.
Chop, chop, motherfucker. You was chop, chop.
Shannon,
show your
Shannon
face.
Back me up here. Tell the truth right now.
Oh, I was looking at the other room because some of the interns are in the other room. So I was looking to see what their faces were. That
oh,
was it.
Bring them in here.
Sure, bring them in. They can fucking come in. Come in, dumb fucking interns. Idiots. Come here, stupid idiots.
Oh my God, that's
I
so
think
funny.
I fucking care. Come here.
Be my bidet.
Dumb. Hey guys,
look how red Mikey's face is because he knows the truth is coming.
Come here, all right, so here, go on Shannon's microphone. Alex, would you describe me as a diva, Alex?
No, not at all. You just like kind of need people in your life to help you get all of your
kiss
ideas.
Ass. Kiss ass.
Now,
there's a lot
going on.
She said you need people in your life to make everything. What?
To take care of like all the ideas and like, you know, production stuff that Lewis.
No, she's dope. You're not a kiss ass.
She's not a kiss ass. She knows what the fuck's going on.
She wants to keep her non-paying job.
I got two hands, two eyes. I got one nose, two balls. That's it, baby. Okay, there's not many things that you can get done.
One
nose and two balls.
One nose, two balls, baby.
So I got like a fucking whole team of people first, so I have extended my body parts, okay?
Just Al Pacino speech and garbage.
Yeah, doggy.
All I got in this world is one nose and two balls.
And I don't blow them for nobody.
Blow your nose, blow the balls. Zach and Beacon! Yeah! Zach!
Oh, shit.
Mike, what horse shit do you have to say?
Yeah, let's hear this thought.
Mike, am I a diva, Mike? Be honest about this now.
Look how red his face is. He
Mike's
wants to tell the truth.
Mike's face is red.
Mike, hey, you're in a safe
you
place.
You look like a pomegranate, motherfucker.
Ian, you're here. It's not a safe place.
Yes, it is. I got your back, Mike.
No,
that's
I mean,
good.
Nah, I'm trying to fuck you from behind.
Oh man,
he's gross. I was kidding.
To be fair, Lewis buys me a ton of stuff at 7-Eleven. Like he'll make the walk to 7-Eleven and get me a hot chocolate sometimes. So sure. Like, that's not diva behavior. It's not
right. Right? I would give it. Lewis is very fair.
Yeah.
He's giving and fair.
Ian just
I
wanted to
admit.
Say diva.
I don't I also Ian don't I don't
but
ask,
he is also a diva.
Let me explain
to you
something.
Can't
no,
deny
it's not a
diva.
No, that's not here. Let me explain to you.
No.
My,
Zach?
Let me explain to you my philosophy in life. Ian. No, I don't actually let me explain to you something. I don't ask people to do favors for me. Uh-huh. I enter negotiations and business agreements with them and every time. So look, for example, if I were to go to the store with Mike and I were to say, "Oh, Mike, like I wouldn't say, oh Mike, will you do me a favor when you go to the store for me? I will say, Mike, I need you to go to the store. What can I do for you to make it worthwhile for you to go to the store?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So then he can never go, dude, I did you that favor, because if he does that, I'll fucking murder him. Nobody does me favors, okay? We enter agreements and we have an exchange. I haven't had, nobody's done me a favor in 35 years of my fucking life. I've never had a single fucking favor done.
It's been me, my nose, and my two
me
balls.
Me, my nose, and my two, one nose, two balls.
One nose, two ball, shit. Baby.
Maybe you don't understand that, okay? Because you got a couple balls and a few noses. I'm not a fucking diva, okay? I'm not. I have a lot going on, and these guys, here's the thing. I put their fucking nose to the fire, which is not even a saying.
They're one nose.
They're one nose to the fire.
One nose to the fire.
One nose, two fires.
And I put their noses to the fire, and I make sure that they feel the fucking heat, and you know what? What happens? They become incredible producers. Guys, beat it. I turn them into incredible producers.
Oh
Shannon,
God,
right
that
or
was
wrong?
So funny.
There you go.
Put their nose to the fires. Yeah.
What I tell you? You know
oh,
what?
That was so great,
dude. You know what?
It was funny.
You know what, dude?
Here's what I want to do. We got to get some questions out of here in just a minute. I got to say, this week's real ass dude of the week, Mike Tyson.
Whoa.
He's a real ass dude.
Mike Tyson has opened up a marijuana farm, or he's opening a marijuana farm, a 40-acre marijuana resort and ranch. Where's this going to be? In Southern California?
SoCal. That's some SoCal
Put
shit.
Put up on the big
Tyson
fucking
ranch
screen.
In Southern California.
Dude, let me tell you something, man.
Think he did this because Tyson chicken was already taken?
I got you know it. He wanted chicken.
What pigeons?
You know he wanted chicken. Former boxer Mike Tyson is ready to cash in on marijuana, which was recently legalized for recreational use in California.
It was.
Tyson broke ground on a 40-acre plot of land in California City, which he intends to use to grow marijuana as well as fund research for medical marijuana efforts, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, dude. Tyson's the guy who, he gives me hope, you know, because...
If, Mike always does something.
If Mike this, Tyson could rape and beat women and come back, and you know, he's got a cartoon, a Broadway show, opening up a marijuana farm, I feel
this
like, you know...
It's called it's, Robin Givens.
It's gonna
I, don't
be,
think, I don't think he... nah.
Evander Holyfield
I believe
strain.
Mike over Robin. I think Robin might have been...
Yeah, she was probably crazy. But, you know, he admitted that he did some shit. He admitted
he
that...
He did. But when the one-man show came out, you had to kind of respect
it
him.
With you.
This dude got a one-man show that sold out everywhere.
Doggy, look.
It was a one-man show, Lewis.
People what? Change who After they are. Rape. I have no problem with it. Look, I respect it. I respect it. I just gave him real estate of the week. So he's not like on my shit list, okay? I'm just saying that.
Was he convicted of rape?
Yes.
He went to jail.
He went to jail. Oh, he went to prison in the height of his career for rape.
In 1991 for raping Miss Black America.
God damn.
Tyson.
Yeah.
And you came in with such the girl voice on that, too.
It's so funny how quickly he came back, though, because if that happened today, his career would be over for, like, so long.
Can we watch a Miss Black America pageant?
Oh, what
yeah,
are you
let's
doing?
See her.
That's got to be fucking awesome.
Oh, wow.
Can we they're beatbox just, under the There She Is music?
They're just stomping the yard for the whole competition. And now in the drum line portion of the show.
I was beatboxing last night.
Oh,
like
let's
Jack
hear it.
He actually does a good beatbox. Gotta do it. Gotta. No,
come
yeah,
on,
give
dance.
Me a beatbox.
Dance, Derek.
To that?
Yeah, go ahead. There she is. Miss Black America. There she is. Miss Black America. Got those ashy knees.
What?
Wait, sorry.
That sounded good. What?
I was letting you go. Don't
it's the first of the month.
Really?
It's the first of the month. What? I'm singing black music.
I'm singing black
Wait,
music.
This is Miss Black America?
You and your skull cap.
2017.
Ew. No, show from 91.
I don't need this black-centric shit. I need her to fucking... What? She's playing violin?
Show from 91.
Let them be great. They the queens. Shout out to all the beautiful black women doing their thing.
You were the white chick the other night. Shut up.
No, she was half Cuban. No.
Yeah, would you have brought this bitch home, this fucking violin playing African
Derek's
bitch with a bone in her nose?
I don't know, maybe.
Derek's crying racism, this whole act is like, you white piece of shit. Fuck you, white people.
This is Miss Black America. Fucking whale on a crutch.
Shut up, she's cute.
No, that's the outfit. That
she looks
hurt.
Trans. I'm into it. Let's see what's under that.
She's singing, she's living a life.
Oh, shit, she's stripping. Yeah. Fuck yeah. She looks like sweet cherries.
Yeah. Let's see it.
Hold on.
Oh, you Nubian princess.
Wait a minute.
Keep on going.
I'm trying to see the front.
What's a Nubian?
It's like a black.
I want to see one of them do comedy. Yeah.
I think these people would hate my podcast.
They'd probably hate it. But yeah. I want to see them in a comedy show. I want to see them see you do stand-up. That would make me laugh.
I thought black people usually like my stand-up, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying they would hate it.
Yeah.
I've seen...
Brown people... White people are uncomfortable with my stand-up. Black people and brown and Puerto Rican people...
No, they go... I've been to... I've seen you host 12 o'clock shows and...
Yeah, the late show, dude. Listen to me. Black and brown people don't... Like, they don't give a fuck about racism. They don't give a fuck about darker shit.
They don't like pedophilia.
The gay shit and the pedophilia like shit.
Dude, I've been crushing in black rooms, and I bring up, like, trans women or being bi.
They don't like it.
It is...
We don't fuck with that shit, boy.
Dude,
but it's also, like, very unapologetic. It'll be like, you'll hear from the back of the room. It's like, nah, nigga. Nah, yeah, bringing that gay shit in this club.
Cut that shit out, boy.
Like a pastor. And I'll be like, yo, you on the down low, motherfucker. I seen you. You one of them low-hanging pants fags.
Yeah.
That's they be right. saying that. See, I don't even call you a fag. See, I don't do that.
No, but a bunch of others do.
Yeah, I know. Your other friends.
Yeah.
I use the second syllable.
Dude, yo, I did a hood room up in the Bronx, and it straight up, the host was like, these goddamn trannies nowadays, the Adam's apple stick further out than the dick. And everyone's like, tell it, preach. And
I would just love
for like a liberal white comic to be like, a black safe space. And then they see that happen, and they're like, but only white people, power, upsetness. Their head explodes.
I don't know, man. It's the funny part. It's like, it's something that they won't talk about. It's actually, I got to be honest with you, I think it's one of the reasons why Mike Tyson weirdly gets a pass. It's because he's black. I think that white people, because of their white guilt, they will not hold a grudge. Like, even with like OJ, white people don't really hate OJ.
Then why are they going against Chappelle so much?
It's not really white people. It's like these bloggers. It's
trans.
Nobody really cares. Even trans people don't care.
Right.
Trans and gay people don't care because he's speaking truth and they get it. And they're used. The whole thing is they're trying to speak truth. They're trying to come out and speak some truth with their life. And they spend years of therapy and try to finally be themselves. And then
I can relate.
Everyone's going out there. Stop making it about you, Ian. Everyone's going out there and they're going like, oh, you can't speak truth. And it's like, that's not really what gays or trans people or brown people or people that are actually under any sort of oppression are about.
Right.
They want to speak truth, okay?
That's a good point.
But it's very truth.
Good
it's very
point.
True. Fuck,
yeah.
It's the truth way between
the
times.
Coming straight from the nose.
very good nose.
My
very
one good. Nose.
everybody. People going to be who the fuck they want to be, man.
Shannon,
and that's
my
cool.
Phone, please?
What else?
Yeah. But it is funny the hypocrisy in the black community of like being so fucking homophobic and not drawing parallels between the struggle. You know what I mean?
Of course. But look, we're all going in the right direction. I live in Harlem.
We are.
I live in Harlem, and there's a lot of gay
white people. Oh.
In Harlem now that walk through the hood. Like I'll be walking down.
That's because they finally feel safe. Fucking. There have been so many down low gay dudes in Harlem.
I'm making the point. Yeah, Ian. You're interrupting me too.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't get what he does.
I like you, I'm excited.
He just goes.
I'm excited.
Listen to him.
I'm agreeing with you right now.
Hey, I'm agreeing with you. I like it.
So, no, but like we're at a time now where I feel like when I first moved to New York in 2001, a gay dude walking through the hood holding hands, two gay guys walking through the hood holding hands.
No way.
You just wouldn't have seen it, you know?
Yeah, man.
And now it's like, you'll see walk past project buildings and you're like, I don't think they're being fucked with the same way.
Right.
Maybe they will be, you know, maybe it's, you know, people say fucked up shit, but that same guy who's saying something to a gay guy is probably going to say something to a white guy. He's probably going to say something to a fat chick or, you know, it's just whoever they're going to bully that day, and it sucks.
There was a gay dude got killed on 6th Avenue a couple years ago. 6th and,
yeah, it was 6th scary. 6th
Avenue. Like, 6th Ave and like
I used 8th. To sneak around with guys. People call me faggot.
I don't know what it was like about, but they had a vigil and all that
his
shit.
His lower intestine fell out of his asshole from being fucked so much.
Jesus, Lewis.
So, he died doing what he loved, is what I'm saying.
Ugh.
I believe he was shot or stabbed. Boo. I don't think the intestine.
In his asshole. He caught the bullets, though. It was
what are you
great.
Doing?
What?
Boo. He's ruining all the great things he just said.
I'm telling the truth, which we've been trying to do.
Wait, on 6th
Avenue. Society.
So his intestines fell out of his asshole. That's what you're saying. That's the real. That's the
100%. Lying. That's what happened.
He's making a cheap joke.
I swear to God, dude.
Did you believe
it
for a second? Did you believe for a second?
I swear to God. Look it up. Shannon, the guy who died on 6th Avenue, he fucked so much, his intestines fell out of his asshole, and he dropped dead walking down the street.
You're thinking about Mr. Hands.
No, I'm not.
That is the story.
I swear to God.
I'm taking these headphones off and getting the fuck out of here.
I swear to God, that's what happened.
Is that all we got
to
do?
Yeah, that's actually the second biggest killer next to AIDS in black people in the gay community is your ass.
Prolapse
anus falling out of your asshole.
True.
I swear to God, they call it a pink sock.
That's not how
I heard third cause. Rosebud, not
no,
a pink sock.
Look it up.
The
that's
third
not
cause
true.
Of death
I'm
in the gay
bullshit.
Community is a pink sock. Is
you're
it not that?
So full of shit.
You're 100% right.
Nuh-uh. This is a bit.
No, we've done this on the show before. We literally
nuh-uh. Look it up. Are you serious?
I swear to God.
It says intestines fell out through his rectum.
See?
Get what
the fuck out of here.
Are
for
you
real?
Serious?
That's how he died on 6th Avenue.
Yes.
It wasn't homophobia. It
no,
was just
dude.
Fucking...
I swear to God.
They said somebody
that's the media.
Me.
That's the fucking fag liberal media that's going, like, dude, it was homophobia. No, dude. His gay... He fucked to death. It's crazy. He had gay sex to death. I swear. It's nuts. I know.
Are you for real?
I swear to God, look
holy
it up. I'm
shit.
It up.
That's fucking gay.
That right there. That's the one. That's the
there he is. Yes,
gay?
That's the vigil. That's
shit.
Literally where the asshole spilled out into the
right
street.
Right at Barnes & Noble.
He was getting out of a cab and closed the door.
Just got dragged out the street. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Now you
so flushed
the toilet paper.
Wait. How were charges filed in the killing of the gay man?
Because the guy who fucked him, he was charged with manslaughter.
That's such a misleading title.
I know.
Fuck that.
I know.
That's so misleading.
That's some old Black Mirror gay shit. That's the weirdest shit ever.
We're dealing with retarded people. I mean, I literally think we're dealing with retarded people.
We're all
crazy.
Not true.
Because it's not
true. It's not true.
No, Shannon figured out to lie.
Wait, how did
so
that?
For the love of God, Shannon.
How was that? How was that fake? Show me the fake where it was fake.
Are you retarded, Ian?
Did you see the
she just
got
pulled
killed.
Up a vigil of a guy who got murdered and then said his rectum fell
Are
out.
Are you the dumbest human being in the world?
The pink sock shit had me going for a second.
I know it did.
I told you it wasn't true.
I went with it just to see how fucked
up. I told you it wasn't true.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Nah.
Shannon, by the way.
Pulled up the fucking
thank you, Shannon, for nailing something finally, guys. Shannon.
And you stuck
it.
The landing.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
I believed it for 2 minutes.
That shows me I need to believe in myself more.
The shit
what a
you
lesson.
Said, the intestines
fuck
grabbed
you.
The cab and drove, and that's when
well,
I knew
that
was fucking
bit, obviously. You thought that was true,
was like,
you fucking idiot.
That shit was funny. That's what I made go.
That was
oh,
a good life lesson.
This is some bullshit.
Thank
right
you.
Here.
I'm glad that happened.
I'm trying
I need to
get
stick
my,
to my guns more.
I'm trying that's to get my questions.
That's
going,
hilarious.
But my phone won't turn
that
on.
Fucking, literally, if you just tell me something over and over, I'll eventually be like, you're right.
All
right.
We got it, Ian. We got it.
That's
we got
fucking
it.
Fucking crazy.
Shit.
Bro.
Fuck. Shannon, this my fucking phone's going to die. I wasn't plugged in the whole time. Are you kidding me?
That's so funny.
All right. Here it is, guys.
Yeah, I knew he was bullshit.
All right, guys. Quiet. That's listen. Funny. Fuck.
Phone died.
God damn it.
It's all right. I get a charger. You need a charger?
Fuck face. No, I don't need a charger. I need to fucking have this plugged in right now so I can do the questions. Fuck it. We're not doing any questions. I don't care. It just
it's
all right.
Matter.
No,
it's a good show so far.
I know, it's
we'll
been a great
you your
show.
Tea, Miss Carrie.
No, it's
making
me furious.
Is this a 2-hour joint? Is this like a 2-hour joint?
No, it's an hour and a
put
half.
Put on the sadistic trailer again. Get Lewis happy.
I got it, dude.
What are you doing? Yo, I ain't gonna lie, Lewis. That was some twisted shit you did. You showed me earlier. I was like, this thing used to jerk. Or are you fucking around too?
No. That's real. Weird. I actually did jerk it off to that. All right, let me. Here we go. I got questions. Guys, let's do the questions. Let's go.
Give me a fucking answer! Give me fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right, guys, you know what the fuck's up. We always end the show with a couple questions. My fucking phone's dead. I'm really annoyed.
Intern?
It's been charging for an hour and a half and it's still dead.
All right. Oh, that's a bummer.
You can join the conversation. Go to my Instagram. Go to Twitter. Go to my email. Email me. GomezComedy.com. Go to the questions section. Let's see. This is a question from Jonathan. He said... Merry Christmas, Doggy. I was listening to LOS last night, and after hearing your future cab wallet fiasco, got me thinking. In your quest to be a real-ass dad, have you become more aggressive towards everyone else? Not judging. I'm a fairly new listener. It really is true. I started off thinking you were ridiculous, but now you're the best part of the Gas Digital podcast. I also admire your ambition to hustle and make your business venture successful. All the best to you, bro. So I think I've displaced some of my anger... And I use it toward other people. No, not at all. I'm actually, I'm less of an angry person now that I have a child, just in general. So you can only imagine what was happening.
He's very good around the kid. I've never seen him yell.
The way you are with James is very cute.
Yeah, but I think they're saying when I'm not around the kid, though, am I like more angry because I'm kind of like bottling it up and, right. And no, I don't. I'm less, it's a work in progress in my life. I think that, we were talking about it before on the show, or not even on the show, before I got here, me and my girlfriend were talking about it, but I grew up really poor and I didn't have much, so I think I'm still adjusting to having things,
right?
And having, it's not even like nice things. I feel very entitled when I'm purchasing something, when I'm buying something, when I'm spending money at a hotel, a cab. If anything goes wrong, FedEx 100%, but I feel very slighted if something goes wrong. I feel very like, are you fucking kidding me? This is my money and I work hard for my money and I felt like there's something in me that's not right. I shouldn't react that way to people. I say this. I was like, no matter what money I'm spending, I treat it like I'm fucking like a 5-star high roller where I've spent fucking,
That's why a lot of poor people vote Republican and stuff.
Actually, to be honest with you, I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
I think because that's the mentality there because I grew up so poor and with nothing that like now that the I have stuff, I'm like, I have a, just kind of a, it's not
logical. Go out and work for it yourself.
Nigga, you a hood nigga. That's what you are.
Yeah.
So,
basically.
I'm just, I don't know. You look from the, you look fucking dude.
See, you're minimizing his struggle, Derek.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, but it's, it's true, but I grew up very poor. I grew up hood. I grew up, forget all the fucking black, white, Hispanic thing. It's like when you grow up in poverty, Section 8, for welfare, straight up fucking food stamps. And it has a real effect on you.
For sure,
Yeah,
You see so many people falling into the trap of not being able to get out of it and everything. And then once you kind of break that thing, you feel such a sense of pride and accomplishment that if something else goes
wrong. That was the worst 2 cents I've heard.
Gay.
Shut
what?
Gay
fuck that's
shit,
fucking
dude.
True. Fuck both of you.
That was the worst 2 cents.
I hope your fucking rectum prolapses, you stupid idiot.
Falls down on 6th Avenue.
Yeah. You get charged with a fucking case from your little Colombian drunk girl.
Last question. Here it is. What would you do if Baby James... What would you do if started to get fat? Do you openly try to fix it, or do you slyly try to change his diet with exercise? And exercise, curious how do peaceful parenting stuff plays into that? Obviously it's something that I've thought about. I'd like to think that he's not going to. I mean, we are very, I don't want to say strict, because that's
pretty
not...
conscious with his diet?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not strict isn't the right word, because it's not like we're going, you can't eat this stuff. Like, my son, he drinks water 99% of the time when he's drinking a liquid. You know what I'm saying? Like me, when I was his age, I was drinking soda 99% of the time.
Right.
It's just a major difference in the way that we're raising him and the foundation that we're giving him. He eats organic food. For the most part, it's organic meat and organic, grains and vegetables and fruits. And his mom is very, very on point with all that. So I would like to think that that wouldn't happen. But if it did, I mean, yeah, dude, it's about implementing those things early in his life where it's not a weird thing. I think that, I didn't know what exercise or diet was until I was an adult, and I think that
sometimes
my son,
still forget.
He grows up, he's growing up in an environment where his mom and his dad exercise. Even when I'm like, putting on weight in the winter, like I do every winter, right? It's still something that's like, almost like, regularly talked about and obsessed about in the household, whether it's losing weight or eating healthy or dieting. Even when I'm not doing it, I'm sort of setting an example by talking about how I need to be doing it and how it, you know, it's right. So it's something that's always in his head. Like when he goes to karate class, it's very exercise based. He's really, really physical in this karate class. And, you know, when we leave, I was like, oh, James, you're exercising. He knows that. And he's excited. He's excited to lift weights with me. He knows I lift weights. And, I told him he can't do it until he's like 11 or 12. Yeah. But he's excited to, like, go through that process. So I think it's about doing it early and making it a part of their lifestyle. It's not weird for my son to exercise or run a mile. Like, for me, running a mile was very – I never did that until I was almost 18 years old.
Oh, that's so cool, man.
So, that's my
– Yeah, I work out at my later age.
Yeah,
when I was a kid, I just ran around. Well, I was dance battling and shit. So that's.
Were you really?
Oh, and I'm gay.
I was in a. Oh no, we weren't doing ballet, you bitch. Dancing hip hop, you know. And I got girls after the fucking click. Get the fuck.
And they used to put a bullet into the chest of the loser at the end of every competition.
We used to battle on the roof, and the loser had to jump. Yeah. So that's how it used to go.
Look, man,
that's
Lord
Lux. That's not me.
Great show today so far.
Yeah, boys. Way to start the new year, huh?
Yeah, great new show. Yeah. Ian Finance on Twitter. Derek1Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S on Twitter.
Hell yeah.
Word. Zach is not funny. At Louis J. Gomez. At I am Shannon Lee. Realize Podcast is here to stay. 2018, big fucking things happening. The new studio is officially under construction as of next week. So we're breaking ground.
Hell yeah.
I think people are going to be really impressed with what we do over there. Huge stuff to the future. Thank you guys for coming out today.
Thank you so much.
We will
man.
Be back on Monday, motherfuckers. Peace.
Word. Enjoy every sandwich.
That's all, folks.